Eternal and ever blessed God, we ask of thee that the Lord Jesus Christ would not simply be one who is lovely as a tale that is told, something to think upon and then to forget. But oh, that he would be our fascination, the desire of our heart, the centre of our life. Make us those who lay hold on him by faith and walk step by step with thee, day by day and year by year. Bless us, O Lord, from the youngest to the eldest. Enable us to be those who are marked as they who believed the report of Christ, the servant of the Lord, and believing through him have life. Remember those who can't be here, and particularly those who are unable to be here because of sickness or illness or other such things, and be to them all that they need, whether in body, mind, or spirit. Be thou the great physician, the healer of their situation, and the upbuilder of their soul. Hear us now and pardon our sins for Jesus' sake. Amen. We're going to sing in conclusion from Psalm 71. Psalm 71. We're going to sing together from verse number 7 through to 13. To many I a wonder am, but thou art my refuge strong. Filled let my mouth be with thy praise and honour all day long. O do not cast me off when as old age doth overtake me, and when my strength decayed is, then do not thou forsake me. For those that are mine enemies against me speak with hate, and they together counsel take that for my soul lay wait. And we'll just sing together to verse 13, calling on the Lord to remember us and not to forsake us. 7 to 13 of Psalm 71.
To many I
consume and bow down to
just to remind you, the official opening, the 2nd of September, we're working toward that. I know that there are some particularly who are being kept very busy with that, but it will have effects on us all. Please make it a matter of prayer, and we trust the Lord will bless in all that is being done for that and on the day. Also, the following day, the Sunday the 3rd, will be a fellowship lunch, and hopefully any who are able to be staying over from that time, if there are any, they'll be able to have a little fellowship with us, and that would be very nice. There are the CDs and such like. There's information there about those things that are for the help of things being done further afield. Not so much with us, but far beyond. We trust the Lord will bless these things. Our prayer meeting is on Wednesday, so if you can be here, 7:30, you'll be made very welcome, and we trust the Lord will bless us as we gather together. There are no young folks out. Some of you might get angry with me, I haven't included you as young folks, but they're the youngest ones aren't with us. One away on holiday, the other's away in the church camp. Remember them in prayer wherever they are, as others associated in one way or another, the young ones, that the Lord would bless them early in life. Let us close with the benediction. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship and communion of the Holy Ghost rest upon and remain with you, now and evermore. Amen. We're going to have a little bit of food and fellowship now, so for that, I'll ask Finlay, would you give a word of thanks for the food, please? Thank you.
Gracious and glorious God, grant us, we pray thee, this evening that we would heed thy word. For our God is a consuming fire. And give us, Lord, to realize anew that there is a hell to be shunned, and that there is a hell to be gained. And grant us, Lord, faith in Christ. We thank thee, O Lord, for thy word this evening, and we pray thy blessing upon us as we come to enjoy the good things of this life. Bless them to our body's use. Draw near to us, watch over us, and take us home safely. We pray thee for Christ's sake. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.